Good morning, and welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the latest and greatest in cybersecurity, proudly presented by Heal Security. I'm Richard Simmons, joining you bright and early from London, ready to dive deep into the pivotal role of cybersecurity in the healthcare sector. Today is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. So grab your coffee and get comfy as we explore the digital landscape's twists and turns.
I'm Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We're the masterminds behind the Heal Security Desktop, an innovative tool designed to deliver cutting-edge cybersecurity threat intelligence specifically for the healthcare industry. Keeping a sharp eye on over 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and roughly 645,000 organizations and vendors, our Heal Security Desktop ensures that we stay ahead in the cybersecurity game. We invite you to join our Heal Security Desktop Early Adopters Program. Collaborating with us will make you an integral part of this groundbreaking journey. To learn more and get involved, please visit healsecurity.com.
The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has issued a warning for a critical GitLab flaw, designated CVE-2023-7028, which allows for account takeover via password reset and has been added to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog with the highest severity score. GitLab has already patched the vulnerability in several versions, urging self-managed customers to examine their logs for any signs of exploitation attempts. With this security alert, federal agencies are now mandated to remediate the issue by May 22, 2024, as per CISA's directive, with a recommendation for private organizations to also take immediate action. On World Password Day 2024, cybersecurity professionals emphasize the continued importance of robust password hygiene as a fundamental defense against cyber threats. Experts advocate for the widespread use of password managers and multi-factor authentication to strengthen online security and mitigate risks. Additionally, they recommend education on best practices and the implementation of zero-trust frameworks to protect digital assets and information. Security teams are on high alert as deepfake technology becomes a new tool for social engineering attacks, exploiting manipulated audio and video to deceive and gain unauthorized access. Businesses are being urged to prioritize defenses against deepfakes to mitigate the severe risks these sophisticated forgeries pose to information integrity. Experts recommend adopting advanced verification methods and raising awareness to combat the evolving threat of deepfake attacks in cybersecurity. In a sweeping data breach, every user of Dropbox Sign has been affected as cyber attackers accessed emails and account settings tied to the app. While some users have had additional data compromised, including hashed passwords and phone numbers, Dropbox maintains there's no indication that user account contents were exposed. The company has assured that this breach was isolated to Dropbox Sign, leaving other Dropbox products unaffected. In a recent advisory, Microsoft has reported a new cybersecurity threat known as a dirty stream attack that is targeting Android applications, potentially allowing malicious actors to insert harmful code. This vulnerability arises from a flaw in the way Android mediates between different streams of data within an app, which can be exploited to bypass security checks. Android app developers are urged to update their software to mitigate the risks associated with this newfound exploit. In a move to streamline operations for healthcare IT teams, Jamf Pro has introduced a new setup and reset feature to expedite the preparation of iPads for medical personnel, offering customizable roles for a tailored user experience. With automatic device wiping capabilities, the system aims to save precious time, while its virtual visits feature facilitates remote consultations via Microsoft Teams and Zoom. Alongside these advancements, NavTrack integration within the platform promises enhanced tracking of Apple devices within the healthcare ecosystem. In the realm of operating systems, users of Microsoft Windows have encountered a persistent hurdle with the error code 0x8007-0643. Microsoft has declared it won't be releasing an official fix, leaving it up to users to find manual solutions to surmount this installation blockade. This has prompted a community-driven quest for workarounds to ensure that critical updates and software installations can proceed unimpeded. Concerns are mounting over the potential impact of deepfakes and AI-driven disinformation on elections, as experts warn that manipulated media could undermine democratic processes and voter trust. Authorities are scrambling to address the threats posed by these sophisticated technologies, which can create convincing fake videos and spread falsehoods at an alarming rate. With critical elections on the horizon, the race is on to bolster defenses against this new wave of digital deception, heightening the need for greater public awareness and improved detection methods. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons, and that concludes today's edition of Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like and subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider joining the Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.